Ocean FM.
Hello, Gwini Ushla, Falchis Shock, Goody Arts Northwest, Craila O'Unan in Atlanta, the Blue Neen, broadcasting from the Glens Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton. Welcome to Arts Northwest with myself, Brendan Murray. And on sound, we have Mark Gavin. On this week's show, we'll have a look at the upcoming events in Sligo, particularly the Model and the Hawkswell. We'll be chatting with Deirdre Melvin from the Hawkswell and some other events that are taking place in Donegal and beyond. But as someone who has a personal interest in piping and just a love of the sound of the Uilleann pipes and indeed pipes from abroad, it's a great pleasure to welcome one of the Northwest's finest pipers, although he's originally from Kerry, Leonard Barry. And Leonard is curating this coming weekend's Glen to Glen Piping Festival, which the Glen's Centre has inaugurated this year with funding from Leitrim Arts Office. And it's in association with the Leitrim Sculpture Centre. You're very welcome, Leonard.
Hi, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. We did a great session with Leonard earlier this year. And I suppose, Leonard, like most people around and maybe even local people, the tradition of piping in a way became almost Dublin-centric in a way in the last number of decades, whereas, say, in an area like Leitrim and its surrounding area, there was a huge tradition of piping here.
Oh, there was, yeah. Especially, like, if you go from Mayo right up to Leitrim, there was a big tradition. Like, you're almost talking pre-famine times. Like, if you look at North Mayo especially, there was a big tradition there, and an awful lot of those pipers, they emigrated to the States. Like, you have the Piper Kearney, who would have taught Patsy Toohey. And so then you the local piper here, they say he was a big influence on Michael Coleman, actually. Seamus Tansey was telling me that one time. So, yes, and, like, you'd have the Mulligans, obviously, are...
Yes,
their
Neely
father
Mulligan
is from...
Tom, their father.
Neely, yeah. And Tom and Alfie and that family... So there's always, like, Gay McKeown, who's head of Napeabri Uilleann, his father is a Leitrim man. So there would have always been connections in
and
the area.
And Napeabri Uilleann, of course, is the Piper's Club in Dublin.
Yes, the Piper's Club in Dublin.
And that's why I was saying, in a way, it almost became Dublin-centric, because the Piper's Club was fundamental in the revival of piping in Ireland, wasn't it?
It was, really. You know, and that was down to the likes of Leo Rousham, Brendan Brannock. Like, the Pipers, I think the first Tionnall, and a Tionnall would be a gathering of pipers. That had, I think the first one is in the late 60s, and that was in Bettystown. And I think, like, the revival of the pipes goes back to Parnell and goes back to a period where it was all about reviving piping and the Irish language. At the time.
So it was all linked in with the
culture. Like they say, like Leo Rousham, they say was solely responsible for keeping piping alive.
And I think, I'm pretty sure I came across a piece where Leo Rousham came up here to Leitrim and influenced a number of people.
Oh, he did, yes. Yeah. Like, Leo would have travelled the country.
Yeah, because Wexford originally.
His people would have been from Wexford originally, yes. Yeah.
And so, in approaching the curation of the piping weekend, which is happening tomorrow, October the 15th, and Saturday, you've contacted, I suppose, the cream of piping talent in Leitrim and in this area, and you brought in as a special guest the great Mick O'Brien.
Yes. So basically, John Toohey is a Kilkenny man that's been living in Leitrim for a good few years now. So we have John in on the Friday night.
And John is going to give a talk and an audiovisual look at the Pipers of Leitrim.
The Pipers of Leitrim and of the surrounding areas.
Lovely.
And it's very interesting. I was actually involved in the first time we did it. We did it for the South Sligo Summer School a number of years ago. And we also did it at the Joe Mooney Festival in Drumshambo, where we looked at the wider area of the Northwest. But I suppose John is going to really focus on the Pipers of Leitrim and the surrounding areas.
Great.
And then I suppose...
So that's in the Glen Centre, and that's Friday evening at 8 p.m. and it's free.
Yes, yes, yes.
So people can come along on the night. Just make sure you have the usual stuff following the government guidelines around COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we'll just check. We just need to check for vaccination or 6 months past of having the virus. And then on Saturday, you're running classes from 11 till 1.
11 till 1 and two local men, Brian McNamara, a great, great piper. I think Brian lives in County Meath, and the McNamaras would be a family steeped in the traditional music of Leitrim.
I'd be familiar with them.
Yeah, and then we also have, we're very lucky to have Páraic McGovern also, who's a fabulous piper from the Cavan-Leitrim border. So they are two great teachers. We're very lucky to have them.
So those master classes are from 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
And that's in the Sculpture Centre, which you just tested out. We did.
A big space with a big sound.
It is. It's very interesting. Yeah. And then you have a pipe maintenance and reed making workshop from 2 to 4.
Yes.
Again in the Sculpture Centre.
And that's in the Sculpture Centre. And that's with Mick O'Brien.
Right.
I suppose Mick is the kind of fellow that would make a set of pipes sound good out of a matchbox.
Right.
He's a fantastic knowledge of reeds and of maintenance. And I think it's a great opportunity for kids who have started the pipes, and even for adults that have been playing a number of years, to actually go through the basics of troubleshooting.
Right.
The basics of what can go wrong. Like, it's as simple as hemping up the joints that go into the different pipes, looking at the reeds and what can possibly go wrong and how to fix that.
Sure, because...
And then looking at the structure of the reed and how to put it together.
Which is very delicate, isn't it?
Very, very delicate. Yeah. And as they say, like, 90% of reed making is easy, and it's the 10% that are the dark arts...
That will break your heart.
That will break your heart. I know that from personal experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, of course, even anybody with a cursory knowledge of Illan pipes, they're a very complex instrument.
They are. Well, you have three reeds in the drones, you have three reeds in your regulators, and you have a chanter reed. So basically you have seven reeds within the instrument that all have to be balanced.
Wow.
And there is no one better really than Mick at balancing a set. So if somebody has a full set and they want to know about how to balance it properly, this is a great opportunity.
Right. And Mick O'Brien, of course, within the world of piping, has a exceptional reputation.
Oh, yes. Mick is brilliant.
I think you said earlier he'd be seen as a bit of a guru.
He would, yeah.
A disperser of shadows.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
And then what's nice is then there's a Try the Pipe session, which again is free, in the Sculpture Centre. So if you ever fancied just... Even putting the belt around you and
yeah, it's just an opportunity to come
and
in.
You
and
you could get a photo taken, you'd look cool.
Exactly. Now, the Peabody Illan, the Piper's Club in Dublin, are supplying us with sets of pipes.
Great. And Gay McKeown has been very supportive.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll probably have two sets of right-handed pipes and two sets of left-handed.
Right.
So whether you're a Catogue or whether you're not a Catogue, we'll have something to suit you. It's just an opportunity to come in and try them.
Lovely. It's a lovely idea.
Yeah
that's nice. So that's at 4:30. And then 6 o'clock, you're going to have a youth session.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
People want to come in and hear a few tunes.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the young people over the last 18 months have kind of suffered when they were learning music.
For sure.
Because it was all over Zoom. It was all individual.
Yeah.
And personally speaking, from looking at my own, talking to my own students, they actually miss playing with each other. So
sure.
I think this is a lovely opportunity.
Lovely social interaction.
Throw a lot of young pipers into a room and let them at it.
Yeah. And then we finish up at 8 o'clock in the Glen Centre with a recital, a concert, with all the participants like Mick O'Brien, John Toohey, yourself and Andy Morrow, Páraic McGovern will be coupling up with Dave Sheridan, which brings in another element to
the
session of it, because you don't want to be just listening to pipes.
Well, and it's combined, like myself and Andy have been playing together years, and Andy's from Carrigallen, so that's another local element to
it. Absolutely.
And then Dave Sheridan is a local man to hear, basically, and he's been playing together for years with Páraic, so it kind of gives a context to the pipes playing with other instruments also, as well as the individual pipers.
Great. Brilliant. Well, well done. It's a great lineup. And I suppose the plans for the Glens, and hopefully with your good self then, would be to develop, this is the first one up and it's just a kind of a toe in the water, would be to develop this festival and start bringing in other type of pipes.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Because the history of piping around the world, of course.
Exactly, because like we'd have close ties with Scotland.
Yeah.
Pipers in Brittany, pipers in Galicia, And I think it would be a lovely idea to maybe tie the festival.
Yeah, the Breton pipes, the Northumbrian pipes. Yeah, yeah, it'd be lovely.
Every year. Yeah, and just, yeah, like, there's a wonderful festival in Armagh, William Kennedy Piping Festival, and there's nothing like that in down this neck of the woods, down right. south, you
yeah,
could say.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's a wonderful opportunity to develop that and see where it leads us.
Absolutely. Well done. We look forward to it tomorrow evening here in the Glen Centre, and then all day Saturday in the Sculpture Centre, and then I've finished up with the concert on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And now, Leonard, like a true gentleman, you might actually play us a tune, please.
I will. And since we're talking about Leo Rosum, I'll play a short air and a hop jig that's from Leo Rosum's version of The Fox Chase.
Oh, lovely.
The Fox Chase would be a descriptive piece. It's about 15 minutes long, so I won't put you through all of it. But we'll pick a section of it and we'll try that.
Brilliant. Leonard, it's been a pleasure. Many thanks. And best of luck with the festival over the weekend.
Thanks, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
To mark the 150th anniversary of the birth of the great Jack B. Yeats, the Model has come up with a series of podcasts and radio plays that explore Yeats's work through a contemporary lens. It's a 6-week series which is funded through the Decade of Centenaries programme, and it was launched last week and it runs weekly thereafter, comes out every Wednesday, so you can get that on themodel.ie, and it has music for the soundtrack composed by Karen Power. This is all curated by Emer McGarry, the Model's artistic director and writer-researcher Lara Byrne. It features actors like Peter Broderick, Alden Burke, Bob Kelly, Kieran McCauley, and there's contemporary responses by artists like Ruth Clinton and Niamh Moriarty. You'll get that details on themodel.ie for that podcast. Sounds fascinating. And Encounters with Jack B. Yeats, it's called, and you'll find it there. And then up in Letterkenny, the Letterkenny Cathedral Quarter Literary Festival has a very interesting focus this year. It's on the day Brendan Behan came to town, which happened 60 years ago. And indeed, the daughter of the famed playwright, Blanid Behan-Walker, will officially open the festival at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. And that's tomorrow, Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock. And then there are events all over the weekend, including a literary workshop entitled The Influence of Writing, which is at Dillon's Hotel. That's at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. And later that afternoon in Dillon's on the Main Street, there'll be another special Brendan Behan event with Professor Regina E. Hullathorn from the head of the UCD School of Irish and Celtic Studies. And she will discuss the Gaelic writings of Behan. So you'll get all the details on that through the Letterkenny Cathedral Quarter Literary Festival. You'll find them online. It's their sixth year in operation, and it's a very, very interesting and fascinating lineup. Like, they've poetry and songs, and Dylan's at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And it's that's very native to Donegal, with Mary Turley McGrath and Jean Curran. But as I say, full details of all events are on the Letterkenny Cathedral Quarter website, or you can contact Dunnan Harvey at 086-345-2457. That's Dunnan Harvey, 086-345-2457. And finally, I'd like to mention that one of Leitrim's daughters, Roisin Blunny from Carrick and Shannon, a niece of Pryn Dignan from Manor Hamilton, she has a new album out, which is being launched next week. It's called Ghost Songs, Contemporary Music and Words from Ireland. It's very, very interesting. She works with a vocal ensemble that she started about 6 or 7 years ago. But in connection with writers like Marina Carr, Paula Meehan, Doreen Nikinadze, and Carl Corcoran from Lyric FN, himself a singer-songwriter, it's a mixed genre album, and it comprises a unique collaboration of voices in through poetry, drama, and contemporary music. And you can register for that. It's online next Tuesday, the 19th at 8 p.m. You can register through Eventbrite. And Roisin Blunny is a producer and conductor who's an assistant professor in the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences at Dublin City University. You can get any information you want on that from roisin.blunny, B-L-U-N-N-I-E, at dcu.ie. But it's a very, very innovative and progressive event. You know, there's lots of events that have happened online, but this has a particular resonance, I think, having such a mix of styles and disciplines on one album, which will then be available to download or purchase, of course, and you'll get it through the YouTube player, and you'll get it on WAV and various other media formats. So, as we do every month, we'll have a look at events happening in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo. Welcome to Deirdre Melvin. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi Brendan.
We'd normally have Maeve on, but she's on a break at the moment, so you're very welcome, Deirdre. Tell us, it's you know, you've been working hard to put this programme together, and it's all come together very quickly under very difficult circumstances, as we all know, on the reopening. And you have some fantastic music gigs lined up for this month. You might like to fill us in on who you have.
Yeah, I know. There's a brilliant energy about the place at the moment. I think across every arts centre, to be honest with you, in the Northwest for sure, because we've got all these acts raring to go, and they're just so excited to play again for audiences. You know?
Yes, I had the pleasure of attending the Éireann O'Lynnard's concert there recently, and it was lovely. Yeah.
So this week we have Sharon Shannon.
So that's tomorrow night, which is great, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Always a cracker of a gig, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously people know they're in for a good time with that one. And then next week we're going to have the start of Sligo Live, which now goes on for 2 weeks. So we have the return of Dari Farrell. He's a traditional musician from Dublin, and he is a bouzouki player as well. It's just like crazy amount of awards that he has under his belt. And some people may have caught him with Corja Festival earlier on this summer. He's back again because everyone loves him,
right.
Basically. And then we have an extra date added for Nick Flannery and Susan O'Neill. So they were originally doing one date on Friday the 29th of October, but we've just put in a Thursday date as well for that.
For which I've also got tickets, really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, fab. Yeah. And you know, Susan has been on our stage a few times now, the last time with Lisa Hannigan, and she's just phenomenal. Yeah. You know, for anyone who may be just getting to know her name, and they might know her from King Kong Company as well, that dance act, but like, she is just so versatile. Like, there's nothing she can't perform.
And it's an extraordinary album they've produced together. Yeah.
Yes.
And I see you also have the great Luca Bloom.
Yeah. Lucas, the first act of Sligo Live, so he'll be on the 22nd of October, and he's coming with The Rains, with a support act, The Rains. So yeah, that should be a really nice gig.
Now, am I right? The Rains is Ruth Dillon, isn't it? And am I correct on that?
Yeah.
So Ruth is a well-known troubadour from Tipperary, on the scene a long time, a fantastic singer-songwriter. And I think it's Yvonne Tiernan, isn't it? Tommy's missus. And then there's a fiddle player as well. I can't remember her name, but she's Finnish. I actually remember from Olden Galway. So fabulous to see them getting a support slot with Luca Bloom, our very special guests, as we would say. And Luca Bloom, very underestimated guitar player, one of the greats.
Yeah, and I love the way we just kind of didn't say anything about the Swedish fiddle there, because I'm not 100% sure on her pronunciation.
Sure.
Either, but it's Juliana Eriksson, I think.
Juliana, that's her name.
Juliana. But Brendan, 10 out of 10 for your music knowledge.
I can avow that they would be worth getting in early to catch the special guests on Luca Bloom's. That's on Friday the 22nd of October. And people, of course, can book at hawkswell.com. So then, like, you have some online stuff, like the great Cathy Jordan, this traditional song with Cathy Jordan, and that's on every Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, so during lockdown, we had to go online with our creative adult classes. So we have a lot of learning things for adults, because, like, why do the kids get all the good stuff, right? So we have all the kind of adult acting, adult writing, adult music. And now that we are open again, we're kind of keeping one foot in that digital space and one foot in real life.
Great.
So Cathy's are online, and Cathy Jordan is doing two workshops starting on Wednesday, 20th of October. And it's one, like, it's a lovely one. She's doing a course called Songs Everyone Should Know. Do you know what I mean? The real lovely kind of song, that, like, just in case you get called on to sing a song at an occasion.
Lovely idea.
And then she's got, you know, for people who want a little bit more, at 8 o'clock she'll be doing songs that will wow.
So, this will be
the people who really want to, you know, hold the room. So, yeah, that will be online. So it's quite accessible then.
It's a lovely idea. So it's every Wednesday starting on the 20th of October, and you can again, book through hawkswell.com. So 6:30 and 8 p.m. It's a 6-week course. Would probably be, it's a 6-week fun, 6 weeks of fun. Yeah, sounds like to me anyway, but Cathy is fantastic. And then, of course, your big project, the Are We There Yet, which is a fascinating project coming up starting next week. And that was Ethna Hand was very much behind that.
Yes, so Ethna Hand is our theatre poet in residence at the moment. And people will know Ethna from her work as a producer with Loco and Reckless, so that's with Michael Murphy's theatre production company.
Yes.
And they may also know her as a broadcaster from RTE, but we know her here in the Northwest as a poet primarily. So Ethna has gathered a gang of artists together, you know, to walk that N4 road, which would be, you know, up in the Castle Baldwin.
This is the new stretch of road.
They walked it before it was finished, so they walked it way back in June, and they took field recordings and they took notes, they took sketches, you know, they really took the place in, because obviously it's forever changed now. We'll never be able to go back.
Indeed.
But what's lovely is that, like, one of the artists, John Joe Kelly, who people may know, the Bowron player from Fluke, he's taken, like, you know, audio recordings from the day and made new compositions with them. So you've got all these lovely textured sounds and these really kind of lovely beats, and it's just really nice.
And that's, where is that on, Deirdre?
This is going to be in the City Hall in Sligo. So it's just by, if anyone is coming into Sligo, it's the lovely old building that's behind the Lions' shop and right opposite Quayside Shopping Centre.
And that's every day, Monday to Friday, from 10 to 4.
And it's free, yeah. And you can just pop in and have a look at those audio essays, have a look at the visual arts, the new maps, listen to the music in your own time.
And I think Anya Murray is involved in that as well, isn't she?
Anya Murray is, yeah.
People, listeners to Yeah, RT or Lyric FM. She does fantastic programs on the ecology and environment. It sounds like an amazing project.
And I just mentioned Carrie Cahill, who's the visual artist involved, and Nigel Gallagher has done all the photography and map making.
It sounds fantastic, You spoke about the other demographic, which are children, and you have a number of children events coming up.
Oh, we do. I'm not sure if your listeners will be familiar with Kiol Connected. It's Thomas Johnson's project, and he does just a beautiful kind of trad vibe inspired performances for children. They're coming with a big band on Sunday, this Sunday.
So this Sunday at 4 o'clock.
It's got puppetry, and it's got puppets. It's just lovely. I've been listening a lot to the music in advance of it.
Sounds like something even adults would enjoy. So that's 4 o'clock on Sunday.
And you know what the adults really should be sneaking into? We've got a show by Hatch, and they're a company by Fidget Feet, and the show is called Hatch. And Fidget Feet are aerial dancers.
They're an amazing company,
Stop. So this one is designed for 4 to 10 year olds, but honestly, any adult should be finding a 4 to 10 year old.
Fidget Feet are new age circus. They are just fantastic. They really are amazing. So that's on Tuesday the 26th and Wednesday the 27th at 2 and 6 and at 12 and 2. And as you say, adults get in for this one as well, but obviously geared towards children. And then you have a thing called Anna Adrift, which is on Thursday the 21st next.
Yeah. So our lovely theatre artist in residence, Mary Needham from Manor Hamilton, who I know you've had on the show.
Yes, Miriam, she's great.
Anna, she has been working on this new show for children age 7+, and it's called Anna Adrift. So what we're doing on Thursday the 21st is we're inviting people to come to the work in progress. So it could be free. Miriam will present as it is to the moment. Yeah. And it's kind of dealing a little bit with anxieties, she says it's for kids who like to throw stones in the river, sticks in the river, and kind of. Kids we all were once upon a time.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And then you have a theatre show the following week on the 21st on Thursday at 8 o'clock called Appropriate.
Yeah. So I'm so excited to get to talk to you about this. This is Sarah Jane Scott. And Sarah Jane basically plays the role of Sirica. And it's a real send-up of the West of Ireland country wedding. She plays Sirica, and Sirica is just obsessed with weddings, has always wanted to be the bride, managed to get herself the ex-county player, the famous dude, and basically has got her tick box, tick, 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 everything is perfect. We join her in the play when she's actually legged it from her own wedding reception because she's having second thoughts, but it's taken her till then to realise that maybe it's not exactly what she wants. So the Irish Times loved it. They called it Winnie Tongue in Cheek, and it's just won oodles of awards. So,
great.
It's not straight up comedy, like it is theatre, but it's got that delicious kind of dark comedy underneath.
Lovely, obviously we're all looking for a good old laugh at the moment, which brings us finally on the Halloween night, Sunday the 31st, Conall Gallen is in with his show Back for the Crack. Deirdre, many, many thanks for that. Congrats again on a fabulous programme, and we'll talk to you next month and hear what's happening in November and coming up to Christmas.
Fabulous. Thank you, Brendan.
Sinéad Shocked and Shut. Wemship Brendan Murray, we're Gade Slán. Many thanks to Mark Gavin on sound. Don't forget, tomorrow night, free the John Toohey Talk as part of the Glen to Glen Piping Festival here in Manor Hamilton. And then workshops and demonstrations in Leitrim Sculpture Centre on Saturday, finishing with the concert on Saturday night at 8 o'clock in the Glen Centre. First real concert since lockdown, since reopening. And you can get all details on theglencentre.com or call 071-9855-833. Many thanks to the Arts Council, Leitrim County Council and Pubble for their continued support. This show will repeat on Sunday at 8 p.m. and is available on all podcast platforms or through Ocean FM. As long live.